Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music mix.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Mondays can be a tough day. But would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh my God. It's the Indie Wake Up Call. Good morning, everyone. This is Cindy, and I'm all by myself at the moment, which is weird, but things are going to change. We've got a busy show for you. Visitors, as usual. I'm going to talk a little bit about how it went last weekend at the Wolf Island Music Festival. I think you know how it went. If you follow me on Instagram, you know how it went. And lots going on, as usual, in Kingston. We've got more things to look forward to. And yes, looks like another beautiful day. There is some humidity out there right now, and I think we're going to also get some, let me just get this up for you. We're going to get a little bit of chance of rain eventually, but not today. Afternoon is going to go up to 27 degrees today and be beautiful and sunny with a humidex as well. So yeah, full on summer. And then into Friday, same kind of thing, 27 degrees tomorrow. So those are your days. Looks like we're going to get some rain on the weekend. I mean, not everybody is off on weekends. Some people are off on Thursdays and Fridays. So I'll let you work that out. But yeah, we are going to see a rain situation Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Looking good for Tuesday from this point in. But lots to chit-chat about. And we'll have some guests in. And Rune Hayden will be joining me soon. I'm going to talk about Jack White as well. I know we just touched on him last week because both Rune and Hayden know that I'm big fans of the White Stripes, and Jack's out there doing a bunch of things, so we'll talk about that a little later on in the show. Some live shows coming up locally, and I don't know. It's just weird to start off all by my lonesome here like the good old days. Were they the good old days? I don't know. Anyway, let's get the turntable going. What do you think? Sitting here with the Nice on record right beside me. So I think when I get started with that, the Astros were in a few weeks ago and gave us a copy of their album as well. So some good local vinyl here at the station. Have you been to CFRC? Well, you can check us out at CFRC.ca to see what we are up to. September is just around the corner, so of course we will be everywhere. And you can find out if you want to come and volunteer and be one of us. That is a great time to just follow us and get out there in the community and say hello and come by and see what we are all about. Thanks to Black Dog Hospitality as well. They are a sponsor of the Indie Wake Up Call this morning. Just going to give a shout out to them and their delicious restaurants, Harper's Diane's, Atomica, and Black Dog Tavern. All right. I am the control freak, so in a way it's good to get started on a nice slow note, but things are about to ramp up. Obviously, we have 2 hours of the Indie Wake Up Call. Let's get started with some Nyson right now. What do you think? Yeah? Yeah, I'm good for it. All right, stick around. We got lots going on.
Sign. We're not like a regular flight, we're a cool flight. standing in darkness with empty hands. I still know how to use them, but the miles made other plans. Running out of highway, shorter on time. Feel the dead weight deepen and the devil coming down the line. The dashboard shaking, I steady the wheel. And I make every turn by memory, by feel. Towards a black horizon, an unbroken dawn. Will this endless stretch of desert road get me back where I belong? Will you turn the bright lights on? Baby, turn the bright lights on. Cause I haven't forgotten where it is I'm from. Look out your window for me, here I come. Will you turn the bright lights on? Some too. There are things I would change, but it ain't worth going through. Or maybe I'm tapped out, or just plain old tired. Tonight the charge is reading low, but I'm still hardwired. Will you turn the bright lights on? Baby, turn the bright lights on. Cause I have. Turn the bright lights on. Will you turn the bright lights on? 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 Will you turn them? Will you turn them? Will you turn the bright lights on? Will you turn?
Thursday Indie Wake Up.
I think our listeners thought I was lonely cutting in by myself this morning. Like, they'll be here, I swear, they're coming in.
We wouldn't leave you stranded.
We're here.
It's so nice to have you here every day that we come in. I love it. So, guys, that was the Killers.
Yes.
What did we think of that?
Well, no, you had the best take, Rue. I loved your Indie Wake Up Call-ish take on it. It was the perfect take. Go.
I thought it was less Mr. Brightside, more The Wilderness.
Oh, so good. I love it. I know that The Wilderness is not awake this morning. They're not necessarily morning guys. Maybe one of them is. But that is perfect. And I hear that, actually.
The second you say that, it makes so much sense.
So true. They're channeling Kingston's The Wilderness.
That one would rock the mansion.
Oh, it absolutely would. It would be the big sing-along, you know?
Let's put it in their ear. The Wilderness, they have fantastic... I love that we're now talking about The Wilderness instead
they
of The Killers.
They should tour with The Killers.
Sorry.
They should tour with The Killers.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's try to make some things happen. But they have fantastic original music, but they've been known to throw in the odd cover. Let's put that one in their ear. Very cool. What else is going on?
Well, we've had so many big releases, right?
We definitely have, yes. I can see you've got the Biba Doobie up next.
Yeah, she had her album, This Is How Tomorrow Moves, just came out. And I feel like she's breaking out of that whole, like, soft, you know, morning, soft indie kind of thing. And she's got the heavy guitars back in on this album.
I was saying the world's changed so much since she was a teenage phenom, right?
Well, her career has changed so much. She's opened for Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Yes.
She's got an album now produced by Rick Rubin. That's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Automatically making it much louder.
Now, something else entirely. We were joking off the air about how the closing ceremonies happened for the Olympics. And I'm going through a little bit of sadness Olympic withdrawal. Like, I got into the Olympics. Like, whenever it was on, I'd be like, go sports, Ray, rugby, whatever. Yeah. But of course, closing ceremonies. Anybody who loves French music, it was
French,
like,
indie music.
It was great. It was great. And but at the same time, Daft Punk was trending on Twitter more than anything. I think more than Summer Olympics, as we were all hopeful. But we all knew that wasn't going to happen. Yeah. But did you still like it without Daft Punk?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, you guys saw my text. I called the Phoenix thing. I was like, we just need some Phoenix.
Yeah. And that's good party music. And I feel even if there were a lot of athletes who didn't think they knew Phoenix, they totally knew Phoenix. Yeah. It was a rocking night. But then I was like, is that air? Like, there's like a little side stage with two guys in white. I'm like, that's totally air. And then, you know, off they went to do something else. It was so good.
With Phoenix, I love that they let them go crowd surfing. Like, you wouldn't think that would happen at the Olympics, but, you know, where better?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Where better to be held up by people?
The announcers were saying, they're not supposed to be up there. I heard that, like, they're trying to get the crowd down, but Phoenix seems to like it. He's known for jumping in the crowd a lot. But yeah, I thought the closing, like, it was all the feels until the Chili Peppers came on. You know, I hate them so much.
But to be fair, like we were saying, I mean, you have like the best weightlifters in the world in the audience. So why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, excellent. But yeah, so they for the first time, and you made an excellent point, Hayden, because I was like, I love the transition to Los Angeles. But what was your point about the athletes? I thought this was a great point.
I mean, the closing ceremonies traditionally is kind of like a little party celebrating how much fun the games were now that it's over. And the LA kind of handover thing was just like a pre-recorded video. And I saw videos from inside the stadium while it was playing. It's going late into the night and people were just kind of walking out. Like,
yeah,
because they're just playing a video on the screen. It's like, okay, well, that's Billie Eilish, a video that was recorded probably years ago. I don't care.
Yeah, that would have sucked all of the life out of the actual stadium, which I thought about after you said that. Of course, for us, the viewers at home eating chips, like, it was awesome. But for the athletes who just wanted that extra ending, Billie would have been amazing. But yeah, good point.
They should have had her in France.
I didn't even think about that. It's a really good point. But yeah, overall, very excited. Italy, I love my Winter Olympics, and they're coming up in like a year and a half. So let's see what they come up with. I know a band that I would like to see from Italy, but anyway, we'll talk about that another day. What do we have coming up next?
We've got some Biba Doobie, we've got some Heinz, and we've got this indie rock band, a Canadian band, who are sort of newish. Like, they've been around since maybe 2017, called the Indiana Drones, who I'm really excited about.
I'm already signed up.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
So listen to that. And we should say we have Ted Evans calling us, coming into the studio from the Meringues, because I love the album name. It's going to be called Pavlova's Dog. Second album, so much exciting stuff.
One of my favorite local musicians, so I'm very excited to have Ted in. So let's get ready
for
that.
That's in 10 minutes. So let's start with a bit of Biba Doobie here. Eh? This is a little bit of California.
Never felt that. Hear me out, would you hear me out? 'Cause I'm dying now, and I'm fading a little into the dark, hard and down. it hard. Need a shake from.
Let's take the hammer and nails.
So who's the thing? I know you watch him. I feel the pain. It's mine as well. I know you're right. I know you're right, girl. And if you change your mind, I will be waiting. I know you're fat. Then mine as well. I know you're right. I know you're right, girl. Sharp and pretty is the face you're making. Is there a sentiment you'd like to tell?
A bit of Fontaines. We were just talking about how that kind of transitions well into our guest who's here in the studio with us. Ted Evans, Mrangs, you're here.
Yes, happy to be here.
You looked so wistful when you came in here because I was like, when was the last time you were in here? You're like, I don't know, like 2017?
Yeah, literally 7 years ago. I'm like just looking around, like taking it all back in.
Because how much has changed?
Literally nothing. Like, I mean, you know, and the vibe is so great too. Like, I just felt it immediately. I walked back in. I was just saying, I walked out one day and then haven't been back for 7 years. Just walked out the door and that was it.
Oh my God. Well, welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome back. All right. So you were just talking about Fontaines, but what else we wanted? We have so much to ask about the Mrangs. What is going on?
Well, we've got an album coming out September 16th. We've been leading up into that. We dropped a single July 15th, Shambles. And then we dropped, what did we drop? The last one just came out yesterday. It was Royalty. Yeah. So Royalty is really fun when we shot that with the music video with Josh Lyon of AKA FLK Productions over at the Spire, a beautiful space. And Shambles we shot with Braden Mathers. And it's just, we've just been having a lot of fun working with some really cool people.
And I love the album title, Pablo Was Dogs. It's such a Mrangs title.
Yeah, it was funny. We went back and forth a lot on what the title was going to be. Amanda and I and the rest of the band, Alistair and Jackson, we were all throwing in ideas, trying to just come up with something. And I said, what about something about Pavlova? Because that's a meringue-based dessert. And Amanda said, I don't know. And I said, yeah, I know. It's kind of on the nose. And like about a week later, she said, Pavlova's dog. And I was like, you know, it took me a second. I went, wait a minute. That's actually pretty good. And we both, without telling each other, this is kind of funny, I went on to ChatGPT and I was like, does Pavlova's dog make sense as a, you know, like as a joke or like a reference or a, what do you call it?
A pun.
A pun. Thank you. That's what I said. I said, does it make sense as a pun? And ChatGPT is like, yeah, it totally makes sense. People who get it will really enjoy this. And Amanda went and did the same thing. We both came back to each other and like, I just asked ChatGPT. And she's like, so did I. And just to make sure it made sense and we weren't like in our own heads with
I love the ChatGPT bestie thing. Yeah. Like we're all doing it. We're all doing it. It's fine. Now, when I do tell people about you, I do refer to your videos often first, like even going back to something like the lottery, you guys put the work in. So you referenced both of these songs and their videos at the same time. They're yes. really important.
I think so. Yeah. We, it wasn't the idea originally to like tie our thing into visual, like videos with our music. But the meringues have become a very visual image-based thing. When you see us, you know, either walk into a room or a picture of us, you know it's the meringues. We have a certain kind of image going. We've really dialed into it lately with the latest photo shoot we did with Kaufman Photography, Bohemian Beauty on the hair and makeup, which was crazy. That was like next level, getting all the makeup stuff and the glitter lips and everything. But yeah, that was a ton of fun. Dialed in the look. And then the videos, yeah, kind of that first one came through the Kingston Film Office, the $1,000 program that they do, the Slate video program, I think it's called now. The first year, I don't know if it was with Slate at that point, but we got in with that first year that they did it. We did the lottery with a group that's now called Untold Storytelling. Braden and Brody and Taylor. They did, they put together a crew for us and we put together that awesome video for the lottery. And then, yeah, since then, what we noticed was we put out the lottery 4 years after the song dropped. It dropped in 2018. We put out the lottery in 2020. So 2 years after, sorry, 2 years after, but still there were people coming up to us when that video dropped saying, oh, your new song is really great. And that was the first they had heard it is when it was tied in with a video. And I don't blame people. I mean, how many favorite bands do we all have? They're all dropping music all the time. It's hard to go listen to them all and all the songs everybody drops. So, I mean, I get it. But yeah, when the video made it for people, we said, okay, we kind of got to focus on this a little bit.
And then, I mean, it is eye-popping. So I don't blame people for finding it when you drop the video, when you drop the visuals. But you were talking about things being on the nose. But that kind of works very, very well for the meringues vibe, doesn't it?
I think so. Yeah, we kind of have to, we got to hit them like right, on the nose. Yeah, we got to put it forward and say it as it is, because I think with the meringues, there has been a lot of confusion and we like that. We like making people think and wonder what's going on, that's our whole thing on stage. Are they fighting? Are they playing? What's going on? We want you to feel, we want you to have emotion and question. Do I even like this really? Just get your mind working. And that's what you think music and all that it's about. So yeah, it ties in, I think, with all the image, the video. If that could just be that other layer of showing people, here's our energy, which is hard to translate with just music sometimes, obviously. But I think for the meringues, people don't get it until they see us live. So we're at least trying to dial that in with the video. And I think the videos have helped with that.
Mm-hmm. And with the meringues, it is worth investing in that lore, finding out that whole the meringues backstory and all of that. But, the live stuff is really important. And I think the last time I saw you guys was maybe at Spring Reverb at the Toucan.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That was a great show. Yeah.
Wild,
that was
sweaty shows.
Yes. Yeah. They call me Sweaty Teddy on stage.
But what's going on for you guys now? Because I'm hearing that there are dates here and there coming up this fall as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got our next big one coming up is September 12th here in Kingston at the Broom Factory. Opening up for DOA and that's going to be, and Owl Farm is on the bill as well. Local, amazing, cool dudes. And so that's going to be a really fun show.
That's a great lineup.
It is. Yeah. DOA, obviously, legends in what they did and what they do still to this day, which is incredible. Love that. That's the first time we're going to have the album for sale on vinyl. So we're going to have copies. It's 4 days before the album actually drops, but if you're there, you can get one.
I love that we've got so many local band vinyls this year. So people can listen out for that and pick all that stuff up.
I want them. Yeah, I love that. And I know it's a lot for you guys to put forward. It's risky.
For sure.
That night's going to be a fantastic way to launch it. So We do want to hear this second single. It just came out 2 days ago.
Yeah. Yes, 2 days ago. Oh, I said yesterday.
Did you say yesterday? No.
Well, it's so early for me right now. I think I'm still in the other day.
I think it was yesterday. I think it was Wednesday.
It's me, Ted. It was Wednesday. I don't know what's going on.
You know what happened? There was a premiere that happened the day before it dropped on streaming services. So you could watch it over on one of the sites. I forget the site. I should know this. The Spill magazine in Toronto premiered it the day before it dropped.
Okay, lovely. Let's listen to it. Royalty.
Royalty.
Here on CFRC. Your head was waving.